The morning's almost over, but not before a second cup of the morning blend. Here's David and Brenda.
Definitely time for a second cup. I need a couple of Advil to go with my second cup today, David, because my shoulders are a little bit sore. Spending all of that exertion out on the links yesterday.
That's right.
Well, today we have another special opportunity to hear from our Archbishop, Alexander Sample. He has another one of his great videos that he's putting out on his YouTube channel this week. It's called Captured. We have that for you now.
Our story as humans is that we were created by God, we were captured by the enemy, we were rescued by Jesus Christ, and we are, each of us, called to respond to these facts. Today I want to focus on the second part of our story, which helps answer the question, why is everything so messed up? Short answer, you have an enemy. Someone hates you. You, personally. Satan hates all of us and each of us. Satan is real. He's a person. He's not human. He's a created being, a fallen angel, that because of his envy of the human race, became an enemy of God and of all that God loves. As a created being, he is not a rival of God. God has no rival. But Satan set about to tarnish and degrade the human race. Satan deceived Adam and Eve to encourage them to let their trust in their Creator die in their hearts. It's from the death of that trust that they disobeyed him, that they disobeyed perfect love. All sin follows the same pattern of lack of trust and turning away from God. So how does he do it? What are Satan's tactics? He's a liar. He lies to you, about God, about love, about life, about peace, about goodness, about everything that matters. He even lies to you about himself. He doesn't want you to think he's real, because if you did, you might gain just a little freedom. You might see the truth. He's a liar. He tries to convince us that God is our adversary, a competitor, and that you can be happy without him. Of course, that's a lie. He tells us that sin, separating ourselves from God, is the path to happiness. You know it. You've seen it. Want to be happy? Get rich, get power, get drugs, sex, dominate and hurt others, build yourself up at the expense of others. It's evil. That's why Satan tells you it's okay. Once you've fallen, he switches tactics. Now he tells you you aren't worthy. You're a failure. You aren't good enough. God couldn't possibly love you now. Pay attention to this. See how he's still lying. His goal is to wreak havoc, to steal, kill, and destroy you. He hates you, and he's good at what he does, which is why you and I keep sinning. We've been captured. It's as bad as it gets. It's a nightmare. But the story doesn't end here. Jesus Christ saved us from this nightmare. Jesus Christ is the way out. I'll talk more about that next time. Be hopeful, friends. I promise. Jesus changes everything.
Oh, Jesus does change everything. I'm looking forward to that next part because, boy, it does feel so overwhelming. I loved what he says about, you know, that's the liar that gets in our head, that tells us things that, you know, I fall into that. People pay a compliment, and the first thing that I hear is, oh, they're just saying that to be nice. That can't be true, right? Well, then that makes you doubt who you are. And that is definitely the way that the devil works in our lives in just very small, subtle ways that just kind of turns us off of the right path. And it's great to have Archbishop Sample to be able to talk about that. And I've put links to getting to his YouTube channel, so you will be able to find all of his past videos on that. Now, David, this Friday, again, we've been talking so much about the consecration that is happening here at Mater Dei Radio. Immediately following our show, It ends at 9 o'clock, we will be moving live to EWTN's broadcast of the Vatican, or at the Vatican, of Pope Francis doing the consecration. But our Archbishop, Alexander Sample, he will be in Mount Angel. And so that's coming up Friday at 8 a.m. He will be celebrating Mass at Mount Angel Abbey for the Solemnity of the Annunciation, and then also praying that consecration there.
Right.
We have now on the Hail Mary Media app ways that you can watch live stream from the Abbey, not only every day as they pray their Liturgy of the Hours, mm-hmm. but this Solemnity, Annunciation Mass, and the consecration will also be live streamed. So we've been talking about how to get that app.
Yeah, so it's wonderful. You've got two opportunities here. Number one, you can listen to Mater Dei Radio either over the air or on our website and hear the Pope and his consecration. That's at 9 a.m. Or again, you can go to the Hail Mary Media app and hear the Mass and consecration with Archbishop Sample. So that's wonderful opportunities. And I would remind folks, too, if you don't have the Hail Mary Media app, this is a free download. So you can learn more. You can get the details. Just go to our website. We have the information there for you on how to download it. Very quick and easy process. And yeah, you can just get all of the information there on Hail Mary Media. That's Mater Dei Radio. .com. And of course, we have so many other things on the Hail Mary Media app, but this being able to live stream the Mass, just another wonderful opportunity there.
And if you use the app and you look under prayers, there is Novena prayers there leading up to the consecration. And also on our webpage, right at the top of the page now, there is a banner that talks about the consecration and prayers that you can do. So many people have been using that Hail Mary Media app or going to our webpage because, again, it's just such a great resource full of Catholic content, prayers, all of our podcasts and everything like that. And again, talking more about this consecration. So we are very, very excited here at the radio station as we prepare for Friday's show. And we hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.